About 300,000 young Australians gathered at climate change rallies around the country last month in one of the largest protest events in the nation's history. The Global Movement for Action on Climate Change has rallied behind 16-year-old Greta Thunberg. But activism is where it starts and stops for 16-year-olds in Australia because they don't have a say at the ballot box come election time. So should they? It's not a new proposal, but it's never been adopted. So today in the House of Representatives, the Greens introduced a bill to try to change that. And our reporter David Taylor has been gauging reaction from students in Sydney.
Here at Sydney University, we're talking to students who recently became eligible to vote. So, wind back the clock a couple of years, how interested were they in the political process?
Probably not, no. I don't think I personally was. Life for me was go to school. I think I was probably more focused on social things.
Like my little sister, she is 17 and she has very strong political opinions, so it would be good for her. And I think my brother, he registered way before he was 18 to vote. Like, he was like, I need to get ready to vote.
He got a letter around 16.
Yeah, so I think he was registered from that point on, and I think like an opt-in situation would be good.
So why is 18 the minimum voting age? ABC election analyst Anthony Green.
We've had voting at 18 since the early 70s. It was 21 up until then. It was lowered at age 18, partly to do with military service, partly for a variety of reasons. You could get married, you could go to the army, but you couldn't vote. So it was introduced. But at this stage, I don't think it's really captured much attention outside of the Greens. I don't think the major parties are very interested in the issue at all.
Why?
I think it's just generally they don't think they're going to get many 16 to 18-year-olds to vote.
The changes to the Commonwealth Electoral Act introduced by the Greens are intended to lower the minimum age of a voter in Australian federal elections and referenda from 18 to 16 years of age. Under the new bill, though, the minimum age of compulsory voting and eligibility to stand as a federal parliamentarian would remain at 18 years of age. The shake-up would also allow 14 and 15-year-olds to be added to the electoral roll in preparation for their eligibility to vote at 16. Acting Greens leader Adam Bandt introduced the bill to the House earlier today.
We've got one of the most, educated and aware and connected generations of young people that we've potentially seen at any time in human history. They're demanding a say, and one of the ways that we think it's important is to give them, at 16 and 17, the right to vote.
But Anthony Green argues this is just a basic political tactic to grab more votes.
Also, they show that younger voters are more attracted to the Greens than other parties. I think some surveys have shown that for 16 to 18-year-olds. I think that's why the Greens are attracted to it.
16 and 17-year-olds, they can work full-time, they can pay tax, they can have a super account, they can legally have sex. It is right that they have that if they have all of those obligations and rights, that they also have the right to vote. And we're not out on our own on this.
Independent Andrew Wilkie has lent his support to the bill.
You know, I've seconded the bill on its merits. There's nothing in this bill for me as an independent. The parties that would oppose this need to understand it's not about them, it's about the community and expanding the franchise as far and wide as we can and giving as many people the right to vote who are capable of voting.
As for any government support, well, Senate leader Matthias Cormann's office did not respond to PM before deadline. Back on the lawns of Sydney University, students say they want a powerful outlet to express their frustrations and relieve some of their anxiety about the future.
We're all thinking about the climate crisis and things like that. It becomes all the more important that more people are represented, I guess, by our government. Yeah.
There's an argument that you guys still live at home and you don't work, so there's really no reason for you to contribute to legislation or the making of legislation. Well, how would you respond to that?
I would say that a lot of young people live at home as a product of past legislation. Not to be too morbid, but the people making legislation now, it's their world that's getting destroyed, so yeah.
Some students there keen to have their say at the ballot box. David Taylor, our reporter.